It's been damn interesting, and was up in Danzig for a couple of days. Danzig is completely Nazified, much hiring of Hitler, etc. Talked with the Nazi heads and all the consuls up there. The situation there is complicated, but roughly, here it is. First, the question of Danzig and the corridor are inseparable. The Germans feel that both must be returned. If this is done, then Poland is cut off completely from the sea. If the Poles return just Danzig, the Germans could thus control Polish trade, as by means of guns they could so dominate Gdynia, see map, that they could scare all the Jew merchants into shooting their trade through Danzig. However, aside from the dollar plus chits angle, which is only secondary, there's the question of principle. The Germans don't give a good goddamn what happens to Poland's trade. And they told me, frankly, that the best thing for Poland would be to come into a customs union with Germany. Poland is determined not to give up Danzig, and you can take it as official that Poland will not give up Danzig, and second, that she will not give Germany extraterritoriality rights in the corridor for the highways. She will offer compromises, but never give up. What Germany will do if she decides to go to war will be to try to put Poland in the position of being aggressor, and then go to work. Poland has an army of 4 million, who are damn good, but poorly equipped. The roads are bad, however, and can be destroyed, which will nullify Germany's mechanical advantage, and it takes 1.5 to 2x as many men to attack as to defend. But remember, France can't help, due to the Siegfried Line in the west, and England's fleet will be of little assistance, so Poland will be alone. But they are tough here. And whether they can get help or not, they will fight over Danzig, as they regard it first as symbolic, plus second as the keystone. An imperfect hand-drawn map accompanied the letter. Beneath the rough outline of land and sea, Jack wrote, "The German fleet can blow up Gdynia, while the Polish guns from hell, an appropriately named peninsula north of Danzig, will blow up Danzig. Troops will come in from Germany, plus East Prussia, and cut Poland off from the sea. This is very rough, and it's impossible to set down the whole thing on paper, but you can get an idea of what it is. Would suggest you're reading Buell's Poland, Key to Europe.